Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. How much delay are we going to have here?
I don't know. That's on.
What an amazing guy. What a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
Good morning, people.
Good morning, and good morning to all our Twitter fans.
I say that in honor of the rumors that No Doubt may be getting back together, and God knows I love me some No Doubt.
That's so gotta be a rumor. No, she's got her own clothing line now, and she's got her kids, and...
Well, that's where the whole thing gets really funny, because, you know, she used to date one of the guys in the group, and now she's married, and... And she hasn't, you know, been with them since she went off on her own, and she blew up, and they got left behind. You guys should have grabbed you should have grabbed your new chick and been like, yeah, it's all right, Gwen, go. Or they should do like Queens of the Stone Age and just stick a new singer in there every couple of years. You know, Queens of the Stone Age, one of my favorite groups, is never the same band twice.
This is true.
And as a result, they have 12 albums that sound completely different, and all of them are full of ass-kickery, wonderful albums. So they should have just, you know, I think we'll put Janet Jackson here 1 week, and then we'll put Lady Gaga here 1 week, and then we'll put just stick anybody in there. So you're going to sing with us for this album, and there you go. Hey, it's a thought. But so the rumor is they're getting back together. They supposedly met yesterday, blah, blah, blah. So I'm all excited about that. That has nothing to do with gaming other than maybe Rock Band will rekindle something, because this is one of the big download songs. Not this song, it was another song they did. Was it I'm Just a Girl? I don't know.
Wow, I hope y'all didn't hear that commercial that just opened. Thank you, Game Politics.
No, Glenn is still going in the background.
Also, I had a Donald commercial blaring in my headphones. I'm opening up Game Politics.
All right, let me just get this out of the way real quick. Boom! All right.
I'm shaking them, Jay. How you doing?
So, as I was telling Ginger before the show, and she was not listening to me, next month, I get to host the internet safety class for Girl Scout, my local Girl Scouts. I'm so excited. And the parents, the moms, too. So, hackers, you can take them off of your list. Some of you will be like, I'm going to go after them. I just want to see what Corey knows. It's not what I know. It's what they pay attention to.
Yeah.
But hopefully, we'll have some more moms out there that are more enlightened about the internet and gaming and things they should be doing.
Especially these girls need to be looked out for. It's a state of age with so many freaks. I love you internet people, but some of y'all are a little nuts.
Well, they're not just internet people. They're just not, you know?
It is so easy. People don't realize how much information you put. It's frightening. I mean, because I have proven to somebody before who told me, oh, you can't find me. Oh, yes, I can. And I did.
Yeah, you can.
Down to a picture of their house from the internet. Because thank you, Google Pictures, Google Maps, everything's out there.
Oh, we're getting some good Follow Fridays. We're being mentioned in the same breath as some pretty big people, Kevin Smith and us. That is nice. Hi, 8-Bit. Thank you for putting us in with, wow, that's some good people. That is some good people to mention in the same breath. Okay, so we got to get to some news. And I got new vitamins, so I'm all kinds of hyper. Yay.
That's nice. That's nice.
The gummy ones that they made for the adults, I love them. I almost ate more than. They are good.
I was worried those would be bad.
They are good. They taste like gummies. Just a little hint of a vitamin taste, but it's barely there. But they're really good. I'm going to have to hide these for myself. I could eat all of them. So that means I'm all kinds of clear thinking, hyper, and speaking extra, extra quick. Try to keep up. Okay, so we told you last night. I'm not going to go over this again. We did tell you about the new console. It's called Game Gadget. You can go over and check out the specs and images for it on GameAndMatrix.com if you so choose.
I still have to say, people, of all the names out there, all the names you could have come up with, something flipping cool. Yes, and I'm going to have to watch my language this morning. Y'all named it.
Game Gadget.
Game Gadget. That is so lame.
Well, I forget when it's launching, because we said, like I said, we told you all the goodness about it last night. But maybe they'll change the name. But it looks like it's set. I do like their trailer.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I were to make a console just to stick to Microsoft, I would name it Z-Box, and that would be like my whole little catchphrase. Better than X.
Well, keep in mind, this one here is a little handheld dealy. It's not a full console. So the people that they're actually competing against are, you know, the PSP, the PS Vita, and the 3DS now.
Yeah, they I don't think they're going to have any competition from Vita.
Well, they...
The DS is always going to hold its own.
True enough. I'm not sure of the specs of the DS, but this one is pretty powerful and smaller. And it says it has a dual screen, but it doesn't look like it does when I look at the images. So maybe there's something that it does. Maybe it flips open. I have no idea. But the images, they look awesome. Like I said last night, it looks like it can fit in a purse. So I would be very excited if it did fit in a purse. I love me a good thing that fits in a purse.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shinja.
Well, this is not going to fit in a purse. And I love Nintendo, and I was just bragging. I don't think we covered this. I think this came out after we got off air yesterday. GamePolitics.com, the one where they just blasted a McDonald's commercial in my ear. Thank you very much, people. Nintendo reports a net loss of $623.4 million. Nintendo reported a net loss of 3 billion yen, which is $623.4 million, for the nine-month period that ended December 2011, with a full-year loss of 65 billion yen, which is $840 million expected. This compares to a profit of $638.8 million for the same period during the 2011 fiscal year. Part of that loss is being attributed to the strength of the yen against other currencies. Manufacturing costs and other expenses related to the Wii U also cut into profits. Net sales of the nine-month period were $7.1 billion, down from $10.4 billion during the same fiscal period a year ago. They say sales were hurt by slow 3DS sales, which picked up later in the year due to a price cut. I don't know what to think about this. This is kind of a... I mean, we've been hearing doomsday predictions for Nintendo for several months now, and we've been saying we don't think they're true, but that's a pretty big loss.
Well, not like it hasn't happened before. You keep in mind the GameCube didn't do so well. I don't have the figures for it, but it wasn't doing fantastical. So we could be experiencing the same thing. And actually, in Japan, it's kicking butt. Even though they reported a loss, they're still the top selling console in Japan. It's just. They charged a little too much for it. It isn't handheld. And I know it's super, super powerful and probably is worth every penny of the $300 they wanted for it. But you know how, especially us over here in the West, if it's not a full-fledged, you know, box, then we don't want it. They didn't explain maybe how it would work with the new Wii U. And there may be some capabilities to connect it with the Wii U that, again, make it worth every bit worth that $300, but we don't know. They really just didn't do a good job marketing with this one.
Well, you know, and I was so excited. I thought I wanted one, and I went down to Best Buy. I thought I wanted a 3DS. I went down to Best Buy when they came out, and I played with one for probably an hour and decided in that hour, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to pass. I can see getting a regular DS, but...
But now, see, the thing is, if you knew every single thing that it could do, if they had heavily marketed it the way they did the Wii, the way they did the Nintendo DS, mm-hmm. where they told you everything it could do, you knew what your Wii could do. They showed you, you know, here's the motion stuff, and, you know, nobody else is doing this. They showed you when they handed you the DS, you know, the screen is touch, and it's, you know, Wi-Fi without cables, and we're not charging you extra to buy peripherals, and then you start to feel like, okay, I might want to go ahead $300 for this because it's super, super powerful, but nobody knows this because they didn't tell anybody. You can't just put out specs and say, here's some specs and expect people to come look at it because they're diehard Nintendo fans. We'll play anything as a gamer if it works.
That's true. This is true.
I really, although we joke a lot on this show, I really have no bias towards any console other than the price points. If the PlayStation 3 had been a nice price, I would pick it up at the same time I pick up an Xbox and a Wii. It don't make any difference.
Exactly. I'll play with it. And, yeah. I wish I had a PS3. Anybody out there? I love y'all. You want to see a PS3?
I don't play with mine a lot. I think it has to do with location.
I'll take my boobies for you.
You can have it.
I want to play Little Big Planet. You can only play that on the PS3.
Well, that's not exactly true anymore. You could pick it up on the Vita, I'm hearing.
I don't have a Vita.
Well, anyway, I'm a mom.
Oh, really?
I'm getting all excited, Danger.
Oh, really?
Okay. So you need to prepare for the summer, stars. That's right. Prepare for the podium. Duke Silver is announcing a little game called Summer Stars. It's a sports game for the Xbox 360, and looks like it's also going to be on the Wii and the PlayStation Move, and I have to sneeze. And as soon as I said it, it went away. Works like a charm. Okay, so it's going to be available in the second quarter of 2012. Summer Stars is supposed to offer you a challenging and deep career mode and multiplayer modes for up to 4 players in a large variety of disciplines and venues, and will deliver high replay value and hours of fun for players. So with more than 18 different disciplines and challenges, Summer Stars covers a whole range of summer sports. Yay! You can prove your talent in disciplines like the triple jump, mountain biking, driving or sprinting, and become a top athlete in career mode. Now, see, this I like. This introduces a more game aspect, which is fun to me. In multiplayer mode, you can play up to 3 friends or family members on split screen, delivering a gripping just one more go experience. Summer Stars also leaves it up to players to decide how far they will be physically involved in the gameplay. The game supports the traditional arcade-style controls, as well as motion controls via Kinect and the Move and the Wii. Summer Stars lets you experience a variety of events, special challenges, and competitions at exciting venues, including London, the scene of the Summer Olympics, and well-known stadiums and arenas around the world. I think this is genius.
Yes. I'm going to cough my head off.
Because I was saying just yesterday that I like physical fitness that involves me doing something else, where it's not all about, okay, we're going to do 25 reps of this weightlifting. But if you say, you're going to do this 25 times and I'm getting points for it and it's going to go towards you in a game, is completely different in my head. That's how it works. I love it.
You know, that's like the mind bloom that you awesome.
Yeah, Mind Bloom. If you don't know about Mind Bloom, we've not done an official review on it, but you should probably go check it out. If you like games and you have trouble keeping up with your to-do list, you put your stuff in there, and it's a game. You have to make sure your leaves and stuff stay bloomed in your tree, and it gets water and sunlight, and you do this by doing your tasks that you put in, some that they give you. Some of it is watching inspirational things. Some of it is listening to certain musical things or just any number of things to keep your tree blooming. Excellent. So I like stuff that kind of tricks the mind into thinking I'm doing something else completely. And put a game in the middle.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It was That's my sound I borrowed from those damn pigs from Angry Birds. All right. You see the vitamins now this morning?
Yes. Well, it looks like... have you seen it? You haven't seen this image. Polish politicians say fox you to ACTA. Oh my God! Laughing. While some politicians in Poland believe that signing the ACTA treaty was a smart idea, even in the midst of actual protesting in the streets, some put the number of protesters at 20,000 people. Some have sided with the public. They say the picture to your left, which y'all can't see, but if you can see, if you go to GamePolitics.com, it's hilarious. Show that some politicians in the country have some sense. Today, a gaggle of politicians donned famed Guy Fawkes masks in the parliament to protest the vote. As you already know, this is the preferred mask of Anonymous. The Guy Fawkes also represents a symbol of protest against government tyranny. Anyways, the European Union and its various member countries signed onto the treaty today. But as we noted earlier, that doesn't mean the fight is over. The treaty has to be ratified by the European Parliament. Those in opposition of ACTA in the United States are calling on the Senate to demand that the President bring ACTA before them to approve the treaty. The President is calling ACTA an executive agreement because it deals with IP issues, which are under the purview of Congress. The Constitution requires that he seek approval from the Senate. So if you have not contacted your senator about this, we strongly urge that you do so. Go over to popfox.com. Mm-hmm. Make your voice heard. It's not hard. It takes all of like 20 seconds. You put in your name, you put in your, I don't even think you have to put in your address. I think you can just put in your zip code even. And it'll tell you who to write to. It'll bring it up. You write in your little message, and you hit send, and it's all done. It's so easy. Popvox.com. PopVox.com.
And they will keep you subscribed, so you can come back, get it again. They'll let you know when new things pop up.
And this is not the only thing over there. There are all sorts of issues over there to be signed for, to look at, to read over. They give you information. It's great.
It is true.
Go check it out.
Okay. Here's some. I am such a gloating little so-and-so.
oh, yeah?
Well, I shouldn't gloat because there's people that have lost their jobs, but the company itself. Anyway, let me just explain to you. Apparently, there are some people's futures that are in jeopardy. Future Publishing and IGN have been forced to cut staff members, citing a restructuring and financial difficulties. Future U.S. is currently working to reposition itself in the marketplace to transform the company from an old-school publisher to a hybrid publisher. This is from Future COO Rachelle Considine, who she told Joystick this last night. She says, while many old-school publishing companies and outlets have folded completely, Future U.S. is in the process of retooling and reshaping the organization to succeed and thrive in the digital era. There were 19 job losses, so 19 people, writers from the following brands, the U.S. brand, or PlayStation, the official magazine, OXM, and At Gamer. Well, they'll all continue, but they lost a few people. Earlier this week, the publisher promoted Ursula Morgan to the vice president of media and had recently sold its New York division. At IGN, Voodoo Extreme, acquired by IGN in 2003, Team Xbox and GameSpy have been hit by the cuts. Yeah.
Wow.
Just,
ouch. And did
Sorry.
Weren't we talking last night about some layoffs?
From THQ, but this is actually people that are, well, we don't want to use the word directly in competition. Obviously, they're way bigger than we are.
Yeah.
But we're doing well.
I think more of, I think more of what I was getting at is just it seems like there are so many layoffs all over the gaming community right now.
I try to stay out of the IGN's Kool-Aid. The only thing the last time we mentioned them was they had the podcast. Yeah, had the podcast Girl Fight, which was how I. we've heard the comparisons. Some people thought that they were first. I actually got a few emails from people. No, honey, no, they borrowed from us, and then they ended up taking them offline and firing a few people. And we did go over to defend them. We always defend our girls, even if they're somewhere where we don't necessarily like where they are. We always have their back. So I'm hoping that was not part of their job cuts, is that they ended up cutting them again and nobody else. But in any case, they're saying they've offered some of the staff the opportunity to stay on at volunteer capacity, but the future of VE3D at this time is unknown. This is the Voodoo Extreme. Wow.
Volunteer. Hi, we're going to lay you off. We're not going to pay you anymore, but if you want to, stay here and do the work that we're not going to pay you for. Welcome.
Hell, they come over here.
Yeah, y'all come on over here. Y'all come right on over. Welcome in.
Okay, so interestingly, Dan Stapleton, who's the editor-in-chief of GameSpy, replied to a tweet that says, no, we didn't, but nobody knows what that means. There was a tweet that went out, or a text that went out Monday that says TXB and VE equal 100% budget loss. Not sure what GS lost budget wise. GameSpy. So that means they lost everything. They can't keep them on. So I'm sorry for you guys that lost your jobs. We won't pay you if you come here either. But at least you can help build something new. I don't know what they're doing over there. We try, like I said, to keep our feet out of the Kool-Aid. And I say feet in the Kool-Aid because if I'm going to be sharing Kool-Aid with you, I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to put my foot in it. So, because y'all know how competitive I am. I'm really sorry that they lost their jobs. But on one hand, I'm like, wow. The many times that we're going to put that water under the bridge. It's over. No more fighting. We can't fight with you anymore anyway. You're not there. So, good luck to those who lost your jobs.
I hope y'all find something else to take the place of it, because that is just sad.
It's sad, but there's a whole lot of that going on.
Yes.
I'm amazed to see it from amazed to see it from a media outlet, but we've all talked about this on our nighttime show before, that the gaming media is completely dominated by certain companies. and they weren't necessarily doing a great job. They weren't ready for things to change. We've even had to adapt to some things.
Yes.
Part of the reason why we do this show is because nobody else is thinking to do it.
Yep, and that is why y'all love us, because we're here every morning.
Sleepy, sick, crazy, full of vitamins, season, rolling blackouts. We're here every day.
Tornadoes touching down the area. We are still here. Until that tornado is at our door, we are here.
Look, I have to tell you, I got let off a TSQ.
I totally see this too. And
I would be right here. I'd be calling from my phone in the tornado. Yeah, I'm on Skype now. I'm inside the eye.
Or unnamed ones of us taking the rest of us to bathroom with them.
Oh, blaster, you got called out.
I'm totally just
moving along. Moving along to the next break. Go walk away. Because you know Blaster's like 6'8".
You bring it, Blaster.
We'll see. All of us have to take him down. It can't be a one-woman effort because he's just too big.
Totally love that. He would get on just like that.
He's yes,
like,
he would.
Yeah. Hit me like that again. All right. I made myself blush. Announcing N-Night survival horror game for iPad and iPad 2. The world is sick. As you can tell, we're coughing. Find a cure. And your nightmare has just begun. A deadly virus has ravaged a small town. Those afflicted have been transformed into bloodthirsty killers, drooling over the last piece of fresh meat in town, which happens to be you.
Whoop, whoop.
Find a cure before morning, otherwise night will end forever. The most human experience ever seen in a survival horror game. Feel remorse after killing. Find booze and Bibles to wash away the pain.
Booze?
Really? And Bibles.
And Bibles.
Yeah. Keep your lab assistant happy so you can keep working on finding a cure. Wash blood and gore off your body to avoid getting infected. Shudder as you read cryptic messages written on the walls to you by smart zombies. Run's still epic. It's not downright dangerous, so getting back to your lab in one piece is powerfully redeeming. The weight and feel of the weapon is satisfying too, and the world has a lot of stuff to explore and discover. All right. What do we got? We got free roaming, open-based gameplay, dynamic missions and submissions, optimized for iPad 2, loot and scrounge weapons, ammo, health packs, and more, collect infected samples to discover a cure for the disease, dynamic missions that change depending on your choices, intuitive touch-based controls make collecting, shooting, and exploring fun, survive the night to unlock a nightmare difficulty mode. All right, so you know what? The one thing that I have to make fun of them here, is they are obviously talking about zombies, and they did mention zombie once. Never mind, scratch that, because they all never mentioned zombies, but y'all did just once.
Okay.
Be like, you know, they're talking about this horrible disease that infected, but they're not actually calling them zombies, but yeah, they did just once.
We all know what that means.
Zombies.
We know there's infected.
I'm brains.
Well, a lovely new company called Global Light is bringing videos to the mobile party with their new iPhone video app, Game Your Video. It's going to be at the Macro iWorld 2012 convention. Everyone loves games and finds them engaging. Now, with Game Your Video, you can control your video like a live game. The iPhone is the newest gaming console, is what they're saying. Game Your Video on the iPhone brings the same gaming feel into video video editing, thereby making it quick, fun, and addictive. Game Your Video gives you the power to add stunning motion effects, fun audio effects, music, and dazzling visual effects to make your videos fun and engaging, so you can move beyond creating just professionally styled videos with only transitions, fade-ins, and cuts to creating entertaining videos by adding drama, comedy, suspense, adrenaline rush, horror, wonder, and awe. Now you no longer edit your videos, you game them. So they said, picture this. In the game, you react to your actions on screen. On seeing an obstacle, you hit the console button to jump. On spotting a target, you hit a button to shoot. Now add placing the game screen with your running video and the console buttons with actions like slow motion, chipmunk voice, or reverse. Now while you're playing a video of your victory shot in the football game, you can hit the slow-mo button and watch the action change to slow motion. Or if you've had a bad day at work with your boss yelling at you and someone just recorded it, hit the chipmunk button and turn the tragedy into a comedy. All it requires is a tap.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
It's going to be a lot of bosses talking in chipmunk voice. It says, all it requires is a tap and everything changes live as the video is playing. Once you've created a greatly entertaining video, you should be able to show off your creation and earn the I did this bragging right to it. Thus, Game Your Video has built its own community, setting up the right platform for all you budding videographers. In the current scene, editing solutions have not yet solved the video problem. Most of them are feared for yeah, who wrote this? Feared for stealing weekends and needing rocket science to master. Algorithm-based solutions miss out on human creativity by creating professionally styled videos and don't increase an action and emotion of your video. That's if you're not really into it. If some people love doing this and they love all that. With the combination of motion actions, your visual fun, audio effects, can your video create endless possibilities for making videos? They are quick to create, fun to make, and contain a high entertainment value. I'm trying to see if this is able to, if you're able to upload anything. They're not really telling you much. They're talking about all that it does, but I'm not seeing it. Can you upload it to YouTube on the fly? Can you know, because that was what was making it hot for me.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and somebody's doing something because, you know, I could catch Ginger doing stuff and I just kind of upload it.
No. Wait a minute. No. Why is it going to be Ginger? No.
Of course it's you. Gosh, you're like, I'm just going to be videoing everybody. I get all y'all doing something you're not supposed to be doing. Bam.
No. Do y'all hear this? No.
Yes. Well, if you are interested in trying it, it's on the next week. It's about $1.99. So I guess for $1.99, it's worth a look.
I guess so, but no, don't do that to me. That's not nice.
You, yeah.
I don't like you.
Be ready.
I don't like you.
You love me and be ready.
Okay, I be ready.
That's right, be ready.
Well, if I can close that, there we go. Now I is ready. Video Game Day 2012 games, handful of sponsors. Outbreak Youth will be hosting its 24th annual video game fundraising event in under 2 weeks on February 4th, 2012. The event has also garnered the support of Astro Gaming, Sega, Konami, and Gunner Optics, and their contributions will be helping out this worth cause in a big way. The event will be located at... this is here in the U.S. All right. It's going to be located at 8747 111th Street, Richmond Hill, New York. Doors will open at 10 a.m. Video Game 2012 will have a $5 cover charge to play games for the entire day. Video game tournaments for the day include Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Prizes will also be given to all the winners of the three tournaments. The event will also include games outside of the main tournaments for those who seek to simply have a good time with fellow gamers, and a raffle gives away other prizes. All right, so if you want more information about this, I believe I have this up on GamingMatrix.com this morning. I'm going to make you go over there and get it. So go check it out. Yay!
I love how it's muted. Okay. I love it. Well, the FBI is wanting to get more involved in the social networking scene. They are planning on creating a tool, according to VentureBeat, that will crawl Facebook and Twitter and more. According to a posting on the Federal Business Opportunities website, the FBI's Strategic Information and Operations Center, also known as the SOIC, is feeling out the IT industry to see if anyone can create a social media application. The application should be able to spider through public content posted on social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter. It should also be intelligent enough to pick out a few certain keywords and phrases that indicate a certain event is taking place. The point of the application is to give the government readiness when dealing with emergencies, terrorist situations, and other situations needing immediate response. I don't like it either because I don't know of any terrorists saying, I'm about to blow up something and then tweeting it. Who does that?
I know, right?
Okay. So the application, they said, must be infinitely flexible and have the ability to adapt quickly to changing threats to mainstream the strategic and tactical advantage. The request for information said the purpose of this effort is to meet the outline objectives of the FBI SOIC's overall situation awareness and improve strategic decision-making. The tool will be used in reconnaissance and surveillance missions. Yeah, I'm giving a face for that one.
I don't like this. Do not. No.
Wait, I am not done. It's also going to be used by the NSSE, National Special Security Events, for planning for those events, NSSE operations, SOIC operations, counterintelligence, terrorism, and more. Cybercrime is also in the FBI's mind when creating this tool. With the onslaught of cybercriminals working in large groups, not necessarily in one place, social media has been used as a place for planning attacks. Really? For instance, the hacktivist group Anonymous used Twitter to spread the word about their denial of service attacks being used to take down the Department of Justice website last week. No, they told you about it after they did it, so they're not telling you. It's not going to alert you beforehand. They said they were planning to. They don't actually plan it on the Twitter. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so Facebook remains ground for content. Fire hoses like Twitter supply news the second it occurs. Indeed, we even tweet in about important events before we know they are important. For example, one man even live-blogged Osama bin Laden's capture on Twitter without realizing what he was hearing.
I remember that. We read about that. That was so awesome.
Catching and decoding these types of social media messages may act as essential insight for national security advisors. In order to identify the location of these events, the pull data should be compiled on a map, which means basically we're watching you now and you're space. The map may show where conversations are taking place or potentially places they are referring to. The FBI's preferred maps for use in the app are Google Maps, Google 3D Maps, ESRI, and Yahoo Maps. The map's user interface should include different layers, including a layer for where U.S. domestic terror events may be happening, data about worldwide terror events, where U.S. embassies, consulates, and military installations are globally, and weather conditions and video traffic. Okay, so they are actually hiring someone to do this. So if you've got the skills, you can pop over to fbo.gov and see if you can write this app. And most likely we will never see you again because we know how our government is. You will write this app and they'll sing your praises and then we'll never see you again because you know too much. I'm not saying they're going to kill you, but at least ask for the Xbox and the internet if you're going to be locked away for a few years. I'm just saying. I can understand some of what they're doing. But given the fact that they brought up the exact people that they need to be concerned about, Anonymous, because if you can now see what they're doing, they can probably also reverse it and see exactly what you're doing, FBI. I'm just saying.
Yes.
This might not be the best idea.
I worry about this sort of thing. Y'all are...
And I don't really want you all up in my business. What if I say these keywords? Think about this. We're gamers.
Yes, and how many times do people say, oh, I'm going to kill so-and-so, and not actually mean it? They're just throwing a fit.
Not just that, but think about playing Modern Warfare or Battlefield 3. And a lot of these keywords, you know, that has to do with terrorism and all this stuff, you may say, I took down 5 terrorists, and we're actually talking about Modern Warfare, not a real terrorist. You show up at my house, you're shooting up my children's.
Yes.
And I was talking about a game. So I don't know. I'm not saying they're bumbling idiots. I'm just saying they're bumbling idiots. But who knows?
I love you, Corey.
It's just this has potential to be very bad. I don't think. And then the funny thing is, we're going to offer out the job. There's no person on earth. I want to meet the person that's going to take the job. We want to talk to you. We know you can't say anything because then we'll all come up missing. We need internet.
Y'all can take us up missing. I just need internet.
That's what I said. Internet and all the consoles and games and stuff.
I promise to never mention who I am ever again. Ever. I will totally forget who I am. I don't know. Give me the game.
Look, I got plenty of aliases. I'll just become one.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want me to talk? That's fine. I'll be her. That's fine. I get some plastic surgery, a little liposuction. Can we do? Can we just change? Yeah, we can do that.
Just a little here, just a little there.
Hook us a step.
I love you, Corey. All right, so game politics I saw this morning, revisiting Sweatshop the Game. I think we've talked about this one before, but it's back up, so we're going to do it again. If you have ever wondered what it would be like to work in a sweatshop like those poor souls at Foxconn who work long hours for little pay to build the devices we all use every day, like iPads, iPhones, Xbox 360s, and PS3s, I can't talk this morning. Then developer Little Loud has just the thing for you, a game called Sweatshop. Oh, yes. So, strategy game lets you manage a floor of workers who assemble all kinds of goods for richer countries like hats, shirts, bags, and shoes.
You know what? Why do I want to play this?
While you manage your overworked employees, you also have to deal with the elements that can make or break your profitability. Oh, my God. As you progress through the game, moral dilemmas pop up, like how you treat your workers in the face of trying to maximize profits. The game may look cute, but the subject matter and the things in the game asks you to do are not. After you have played a level in the game, you are presented with some startling facts provided by Labor Behind the Label, a non-profit organization in the UK that advocates for worker rights. All right, so if you want to check out this game, if you want to play it, you can head over to playsweatshop.com.
See, I like that they're making games for social commentary. That's
yes.
always good. All right. Kabam!
Kabam!
Yeah, they acquired Fearless Studios. And Fearless Studios is an independent development studio led by... By the way, is that game free? Find out where that game is for me. I do want to play it. They're an independent development studio, the one you were talking about a minute ago. They're led by an award-winning writer and game director, Hayden Blackman, and technology leader, Cedric Colomb. Blackman, the creator and senior executive producer for Star Wars The Force Unleashed, and Colomb, formerly director of engineering at LucasArts, will immediately join Kabam! Along with all the members of the Fearless Studios team. And yes, I do have to say it that way every time, just like I have to say droid when I say it that way. The Fearless Studios team brings a wealth of talent and experience in creating outstanding, highly successful AAA titles across a range of genres, said Kevin Chow, who is the CEO of Kabam! Okay, that's my last one, I promise. Their skills in the game design, emerging technologies, and proficiency in making the transition from 2D to 3D on consoles is meshing perfectly with Kabam's strategy. This will significantly strengthen our industry leadership as the online gaming market transitions to higher fidelity 3D gameplay with our acquisition. Yeah, I've split that all up. Yeah, the acquisition of Fearless Studios. Fearless Studios co-founder Blackman has a proven track record for creating compelling stories, memorable characters, and accessible gameplay. He's developed blockbuster games, as we told you about, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, and which is one of the best-selling and most successful Star Wars games of all time. And he's the winner of the Writers Guild of America Award for Best Video Game Writing. Blackman has directed and managed multiple game franchises, penned iconic comics such as Batwoman with J.H. Williams III, and authored several books. As an executive producer, he has built and led teams to ship successful games on a wide range of budgets and schedules and genres. The technology leader and strategist Fearless co-founder Cedric Pollard has consistently implemented new technologies, methodologies, and engineering practices in the service of innovative, high-quality games. His past accomplishments include developing and implementing the technological backbone of LucasArts' most successful internally developed games and harmonizing Lucas's game and film ILM technologies into a formidable pipeline. Okay, so all that says is they got some really badass people they've hired on, and they're going to hopefully do amazing things. Good luck to you guys over at Kabam. Congratulations on your new talent. If you're not familiar with Kabam, they made that game I was hooked on for a while, The Godfather, Five Families, mm-hmm. Dragons of Atlantis, Edge World, and the award-winning Kingdoms of Camelot. You can play some Kabam games for free right now on Google+, also on Facebook if you feel so inclined. Kabam was founded in 2006 and has built a global team of game industry professionals committed to creating deeply engaging games that delight you, is what they say. I like you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know who else we like?
Who?
Magica. And you know what else?
What?
They're celebrating their one-year anniversary.
Yay! That means mm-hmm. they need some applause. If only I knew where it was. Yay!
All right, so the indie hit sells 1.3 million copies, new free magic available. All right, so Paradox Interactive, who we love, and Arrowhead Game Studios today announced that the smash hit indie game Magica has reached the one-year mark and that the core game has sold 1.3 million copies to date, proving that obliteration of your friends by accidental typos is more fun than a lightning bolt to the face. That is, unless a lightning bolt to your friend's face in... That's unless it's a lightning bolt to your friend's face away. Out of scale. Magica has also gone on to sell more than 500,000 copies, and various DLC available for the Magic universe has been downloaded for over 4 million times. Oh, good lord, why can't I talk today? All right, so To mark the occasion, the developers have cooked up a new magic that will be free for all. Bathrobe Wearing Adventures, the Confused Spell. Oh, wait, what? Okay, all right. Or wait, perhaps I'm confused and the devs said I was going to dress in a bathrobe and they cooked me. No, wait a second. Devs don't cook people. Goblins do. So does that mean the developers are goblins? I'm so confused. Who cast this spell on me? In any case, it's confusing yet impressive that a small studio of goblins, I mean developers, we're able to create such a successful game. We're not complaining, and we hope you aren't either, or else we'll cook you.
Okay.
And they say, and since this is a Magicka press release, we'd like to shamelessly plug the next Magicka expansion, The Other Side of the Coin. Yes. So they say, in this latest addition to the Magicka universe, slated for release later this spring, wizards will trade in their hats and robes for black capes with giant 70s collars as they take on the role of the bad guys by controlling Alucard, the vampire, and commanding his legion of necromancers. That's kind of hot. How are you going to kill people now?
Who, me? Oh, brutally. All right. It is time for us to take a short respite and drink some health potion, a.k.a. pomegranate juice. When we come back, I will be telling you about a competition that's being held this weekend by the Guinness Book of World Records Gamers Edition 2012. And the proceeds from it are going to go to charity. And they got some pretty big names in it. Ginger, do you want to go? Do you want to play?
Maybe.
She's like, maybe, possibly.
Maybe, possibly. Is it any good?
Well, I'll tell you about it after the break.
All right. Awesome. Whenever we come back. I may have opened up Foot Shop and played through the first part of a level.
Look here, is it free? See, because you're not
right. It is free. It plays in the web browser. And this guy, if he keeps talking crap to me, I'm going to find a way to shove him on this conveyor belt and run him through the machine myself.
Ginger, that's mean. You should not do that to those people. They work hard.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the owner of the shop.
Oh, in that case, cut him.
Yeah, he has to be cut. Oh, my God, the way he's treating these people. I already feel bad for him.
Hmm. Ginger?
Yes?
You're supposed to be nice to the people.
I do. I feel bad for the poor people that he's working like this. This is evil. This guy is a jerk.
Oh, wow. Come on, Gladys. Let it go. We've got some major lag going on. You guys know where to find us. GameAndAtrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and any rails in between. We're pretty much every game on the planet, even some you've never heard of, like .org, the digital plan.
That is fun! That is so much fun, actually. I was messed up a storm playing that. I was like, no, you didn't. Oh, you did not just take out my money-making satellite. You dirty man.
I just love him. I'm trying to get in my dead block, so yeah. You know how that goes. We come back after the break. Remember, I got news about tournament. Maybe you want to enter. Really, nobody wants to take the added to our flag. GLaDOS is still having a good time with our Pac-Man dubstep. GLaDOS, let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Go, GLaDOS, let go. All right.
Stab you. Repeatedly.
Why do you always want to stab poor GLaDOS in the face?
Because I like the violence.
Are you still there? That's my favorite one. I'm sorry, everybody else likes the science one where she's talking about, look at me, talking science, whatever. I like when she's the turrets. That's my favorite part. Are you still there?
I hated those darn things.
I like how all of them are talking at once. Hello, I don't see you anymore. Please step clear so I can see you. Are you still there?
I love it.